Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ben and Woods, our phones are open, 833-880-973. Apparently, you can talk sports or anything else you want on the Woods station here, 97.3 yes. The Woods.
No, Judah. I got a DM from a guy that said, oh, my God, Judah and the Lion. I saw them at 94.9 Fest in Oceanside. Mando failed. He said they were so bad live.
Yeah,
they were. They were bad on the radio, too.
Actually, of all those songs you played, that was probably my least favorite one. So there you go. I'm in agreement. So we'll get to some open phones, 833-288-0973. First, though, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. It's our Ben and Woods brought to you by Nature Valley. Part crunchy, part creamy, a bit sweet and a bit salty. Nature Valley sweet and salty peanut bars are bursting with crunchy peanuts dipped in creamy nut butter coating. And 100% delicious. Nature Valley, we are better outside.
Dipped in creamy nut butter.
You take too much delight.
Oh, it gets me every
in that particular
creamy nut butter coat. It gets me every time.
That particular read, you enjoy that. All right, let's kick things off with our phones and go out to Everyday Chris. Chris, appreciate you holding on through an extra segment this morning on Ben and Woods.
Hey, can you hear me today, guys?
Yeah, we got you, buddy.
Oh yeah, I don't know what happened yesterday, man, but. Just to follow up on a little tales of the road, I guess you want to call it.
Ben,
you might appreciate this because there's a San Diego tie to this. So I'm at a Denny's in Las Vegas, and it's where you sit at the bar. You know, the little bar top where single people sit?
Love it.
And there's a guy sitting there with an Arizona State polo on and Boston Red Sox hat on. I'm like, and I got my Angels hat on. He goes, hey, you like the Angels? I'm like, oh, yeah, man. I have my Mike Trout shirt on. He's all, man, too bad you couldn't use Mike Trout in 1986. I go, come again? He goes, what if I told you I played on that Boston Red Sox team in 1986? I go, what? I go, give me some rat poison, waitress. It was Marty Barrett.
Oh, no kidding. That's crazy.
Yeah,
sitting at a diner in Vegas by himself. Wait, so you're telling me that Marty Barrett was wearing a Red Sox hat?
It was like a... Wasn't like official one, like the team wears, but it was like a aftermarket one. And I guess he went to Arizona State. I Googled it. He had a Arizona State polo shirt on, and I guess he played for the Padres one year. But I said, dude, I still got nightmares of 1986, man. You're killing me.
Marty Barrett, 62 years old. Played for the Padres. Do you remember Marty Barrett, Ben?
I don't really remember Marty Barrett.
I remember him from the Red Sox, of course. But, yeah, that's crazy. Just sitting at a diner. Is it weird that he reps a Red Sox hat when he was a Red Sox? Is that weird to you?
No, I mean, you know, Randy Jones wears Padres hats.
That's true. That's true. That doesn't
bother me. Kirk Cavaco wears Padres hats.
And that doesn't bother me at all.
Now, if it was
if you were current
player walking around in a hat, that is weird. But former players like to promote their teams. I think that's not that unusual. 1986, of course, is the gut punch. Padres fans, we have plenty of gut punch moments that you can picture. But in 1986, the Angels were one pitch away from going to the World Series, one strike away from advancing to the World Series for the first time in franchise history when Dave Henderson homered off Donnie Moore.
Donnie Moore committed suicide years later.
He did, actually, 3 years later.
God.
He committed suicide.
I remember that. Man, I was only 11 then. I had just gotten hardcore into baseball at 10. So it was like the next year, and obviously Billy Buckner from Beantown, the ball squirting through his legs, you know, they make it to the World Series. And I remember that Angels game, though, and I remember that home run. Hondo hits that huge bomb off Donnie Moore, and you just, yeah, gut punch, 86.
Now, I just looked it up because I didn't remember. So that gave the Angels were up 5-4, one strike away from winning, clinching game five, going to the series.
Yep.
That put the Red Sox ahead 6-5, two-run shot. But the Angels came back to tie it in the bottom of the ninth to force extra innings, and the Red Sox still came back to win it anyway in that game, 7-6 in the 11th.
Man, just crazy. Marty Barrett, that's nuts. That's a good story. Tales from the road. Never know who you will run into out there driving a semi-truck.
I'm curious. So he said he was sitting at the counter. Denny's. Are they allowed to eat inside in Nevada right now?
Clearly.
Haven't eaten inside.
I know. It's been a long...
Months, it
long,
feels like.
Long, long time.
Probably has been months and months.
I think that's going to be a weird scene, you know, the next time I go sit down for a nice sit-down dinner indoors. It's going to be very...
It's strange. One of the things that Shelly and I miss the most.
Oh, sure, you guys
We love
going
out to a good restaurant meal as much as anyone. Yes, exactly.
And it just I can promise you it won't be it at the counter at Denny's.
It doesn't work quite as well at a card table like on a highway, which is where, at least when there was any dining at all,
yeah,
is what it looked like in California. So, yes, we missed that quite a bit.
It's really knocked the shine off of some of your fanciness. You haven't been able to really explore your fanciness.
Well, that's why we've had to turn to other fancy things like bathtub gin.
So I was wondering yesterday, we played, we told you the story in case you missed it. Ben and his wife decided that they were going to, after a very sex-filled weekend staycation.
I had
condo.
Said nothing of the sort.
You were just very...
details that make you happy.
He
was too happy, and he was too relaxed. I'm edgy and on edge a lot, but Ben is usually more focused. The last couple of days, he's been like, hey, what's up? Padres are making moves.
You called me Linguini.
You're Linguini. It's like you smoking weed or eating edibles from Paul at March and Ash. Shut up. And he's just been very relaxed. So I said, well, the staycation must have done a body good. And then the next night, they got in their bathtub and played gin. Nude gin, which I thought was a very pornographic thing to do. Very porn star of you. What did you guys do last night?
I was working last night. Didn't really have
fun.
Nothing happened unseemly, for sure.
My mind was racing with some of the things you guys may be up to keep the streak going. Food involved, chocolate syrup, maybe. I don't know. You got to keep it spicy after all these years.
Sadly, and I don't know if he's up yet and listening, but my brother-in-law was listening yesterday, and you also filled his head with things that he didn't want his head filled with about his sister.
It's not like you're some rando that she met at a bar. You guys have been married for 18 years. You have two children. I'm pretty sure he knows what goes on behind closed doors. Maybe not that. Creepiness.
It'll be 19 years next month.
He went out on social media, too. I mean, it's not like...
Yeah, it was on social media. I mean, come on. Right?
Yes, it was out on social media.
Yeah,
it wasn't your fault. No. I'm not blaming you.
If it's out on social media, it's fair game. It's the new rule. All right. Anybody else on the line, Paul?
It's all right.
We only have nine minutes to fill.
That's no. I'm curious because I have some questions. Didn't you say on the show yesterday you actually broke some baseball news? Didn't you say Michael Brantley signed with the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
He didn't. He signed with the Astros.
Correct.
Did you make a mistake? What happened yesterday?
John Heyman or John Morosi, one of the two. One of the two Johns.
One of the Johns.
One of the inaccurate Johns tweeted yesterday. Big news. The Blue Jays go lock down Michael Brantley, who would have been a really nice piece for them in their lineup, designated hitter for sure, in Toronto. And the next thing you know, it was like, no, this report is completely false. This is not happening. It was, tell you who it was right now. It was Ken Rosenthal, actually. Source confirms free agent Michael Brantley in agreement with Blue Jays on a 3-year contract pending physical. I said, making moves. I tweeted it.
And then, all right, now that I know it was Ken Rosenthal, I was going to say, you're usually pretty skeptical of the early reports.
Yeah, it's Ken Rosenthal.
And you reported it on the air. I'm going, well, it must be a done deal then. I didn't see it, but no, he ended up signing with the Astros, re-signing.
Yeah.
I wonder, just my mind kind of thinking about it, I wonder if the Blue Jays signing George Springer inspired the Astros to maybe up their offer a little bit to Michael Brantley. Like, we can't lose both of these guys.
I think so.
In this offseason. So they came back with a late offer that turned the tables a little bit on a potential move that was going to be made with Brantley.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the Astros do. You know, they've lost some pieces. They still have a pretty good, solid core. You know, they really do with Bregman. Correa still there. They still have Altuve, who had a horrid year last year. But you get Brantley back. He stabilizes the middle of that lineup. That's still as good a 1-4 as you'll find.
The Astros snuck into the playoffs last year, right about .500, yep. Right, in the 60-game season. But think about this. Over 60 games, that's barely, what, a third, you know, just over a third of, yeah, a normal season. They could have the next 100, you know, been the best team in baseball.
Correct.
And, you know, raced off to a World Series title. It was, what, 2 years ago, the Washington Nationals started 19-31 or,
yeah,
something. Over 50 games, they were one of the worst teams in baseball. They ended up winning the World Series. So just because a team struggled in 60 games, and conversely, by the way, not to alarm Padres fans, just because they had a great 60 games,
correct,
doesn't necessarily mean that it's all going to be the same in a 162-game season. It's a different animal. Now, I love what the Padres have done. I think they've prepared themselves well for a 162-game season. They have depth. They have talent. You know, they have what they need to succeed over a longer period of time. But, yeah, don't just look, oh, they had a bad season in 2020. They must be a team on the decline. I think you say that about the Astros at your own peril, that you put too much stock into what happened in 2020.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Because, again, they still have a good core. They still, you know, I think Verlander will be back after his Tommy John. He missed all of last season. I think he's going to be back at some point. You don't know what he's got left in the tank. He's an older guy, but dude works his tail off. I mean, was still one of the best pitchers in baseball, Benny. You know what I would like to do? And you're going to be so excited by this, I think. You know how I usually don't like to do your standard morning radio, like sports morning radio bits. I really would like to go around to all 32 teams, 30 teams?
30.
I always mix
29,
up.
29, not the Padres.
Right. I want to do a look at every team. Is that interesting to people?
A tour of spring training camps, as it were.
Not even that per se.
Get a beat writer on from each city and talk about their team. I love it.
We do the work.
Oh, okay.
We do the work. I don't want to talk to some clown beat writer that nobody's ever heard of. I want us to do the work and look at every team in baseball. I'm interested in that.
I am too. Let's do it.
Mostly because I'm going to be playing fantasy baseball again, and I think it'd be a good, fun dive in. And we should do, also, let's do Tier 1 fantasy baseball this year. Let's really, really blow it up in 2021.
One other question, baseball for you. Are you concerned, nervous, reaction to the chatter involving the Dodgers and Trevor Bauer that seemed to be popping up yesterday? Hadn't really heard much linking the Dodgers with Bauer, and then all of a sudden yesterday that was kind of the talk. It's like, oh, the Dodgers are, you know, looking if it's the right price, they're now considering adding Trevor Bauer to their starting rotation. I didn't know what to make of that, other than they've seen the Padres make move after move after move, and all of a sudden they're feeling threatened. A team that really hasn't felt threatened in the National League West for many, many years sees the Padres and now perceives a legitimate threat to their supremacy in the division. And their reaction, at least instantly, is to inquire into the number one free agent pitcher on the market and see, well, we're still the behemoth, and if we wanted to, we could go ahead and do this. Do you think there's some fire where this smoke is coming?
Well, the thing that bothered me the most was I saw Padre fans out there that I think, you know, we need to get you a good medical evaluation, because there were Padre fans out there going, let him take Bauer, you know, good luck. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? You don't, as a Padre fan, you don't want that. It's the last thing you want. I get it. He's weird. He's kooky. He's off the wall. But, I mean, that team's a machine. He's not going to go in there and screw up that machine. He's going to make that team much, much better. You don't want that to happen if you're a Padres fan. You can't want it to happen. Yes, Manny Machado owns Trevor Bauer. Owns him.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. We got to look it up, but it's absurd. He owns Trevor Bauer. But Trevor Bauer is a freaking Cy Young winner and a guy that continues to get better at his craft. And him pitching in that rotation, where do you even – so look at that rotation with Trevor Bauer. Kershaw right now is your one. Well, so Kershaw, Bueller, David Price is coming back, Dustin May, Julio Urias, and Tony Gonsolin. They already have six pretty terrifying guys that you have to go against. You throw Bauer
in. By the way, Gonsolin and Urias fared quite well against the Padres.
No kidding. So it's like, what do you do? Do you take – maybe you take a guy like Dustin May and you make him your closer. And then you still have a six-man rotation. I mean, Dustin May is filthy. He's filthy, but they have too much. It's too much. They don't need –
I thought you said there's no such thing as too much starting pitching.
I did say that.
I'm pretty sure you said that this week.
Well,
in fact.
Okay, it's too much for us to be able to handle and compete against. For them, of course you want him, but we're – he then becomes your 1A with Bueller. Kershaw's your 3. Price is your 4. Then you have May, Urias, and Gonsolin to pick from as your 5. You can maybe trade a guy and get, you know, an even better piece.
They did yesterday, or last season. They had so much starting pitching.
Yeah, they traded Stripling and Ryu.
Yeah, they did.
And so, and both of those guys are in the Blue Jays rotation. So, I mean, holy cow, it's not something I would want at all.
Whatever they end up doing, the Dodgers are not done. They still need to address their third base hole. They could bring Justin Turner back. There was some Marcus Semien talk this week as well, Trevor Bauer talk. The Dodgers are lurking and poised to at least do something, I think, here before the start of spring training.
No doubt. I mean, they're making moves. They're just a little bit under the radar moves.
Yes. We will get to our Rindle report coming up next, including a couple accused of filming.
Not next. We got Major Garrett next.
Okay, there we go. All right. Spencer Woods.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.